can learn to breathe faster than you fall. But most of all,
sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting CFRC.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see What's Brewing.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Live and love me like you did. take what I could give just to keep a secret here. But could you tell me true? Is that you?
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Love Can't Break the Spell by Joe and then Something Drive by Post Animal. Both have Joe Keery in them, which is sick. I think this resurgence of Joe Keery, my Joe obsession, has been in light of Stranger Things coming out last week, which is like kind of embarrassing. And I was talking about it earlier. But I do feel like it was a very pivotal piece of media in my life. I can almost like track where I was in my life based on the season of Stranger Things, which is kind of like disgusting and evil that I can do that in my brain. And it's so like ingrained in my youth, but I do feel like a lot of people my age probably feel the same. I can like vividly remember watching the very first episode, to be completely honest, which like disgusting that I can remember that. But I feel like it's weird knowing that it's ending. I feel like this is like, I can't think of like something that would be similar, but it's kind of insane. And I do think if Steve dies in the show, I will be writing a letter to Netflix and I will be canceling my subscription. I'm just putting it out there. So, Netflix, if you're listening, just know I'm saying that. What I have up next is Next of Kin by Always, and then Elevator Love Letter by Stars. So double Canadian, awesome music.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Milk by Sweet Trip. This is my favorite of theirs. I love this song so much. I've been trying to learn it on the guitar. And also, like, I found an online fake Omni chord, which I've also been trying to figure out with this song. It's really fun because I don't want to pay, like, what, $600 for an Omni chord, but I can do it on my computer. Obviously, it doesn't sound the same, but I do think it's kind of fun. And then before that, I had Fell in Love at 22 by Starflyer 59. Elevator Love Letter by Stars, and then Next of Kin by Always. What I have up next is Watching Over Me by Horse Vision and Troubled by Land of Talk. I hope you guys enjoy.
Soft hair, landfill, you wouldn't trust I've made it. Frosted.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Troubled by Land of Talk, and then before that, it was Watching Over Me by Horse Vision. What I have up next is I Don't Have the Heart by Sharp Pins. This is a new release from the band, or I think it's just one guy, but like, it's like a Tame Impala type situation. That came out, I think, last week, perhaps. When I was looking into him, looking into the band, the lead singer kind of looks like Somber, which, like, pissed me off because Somber is, like, my enemy, and I can't stand him, and I think he's kind of evil, which is, like, I don't know him personally, so I can't say if he's evil, but I do think there's a sinister energy about him. And he posted a video a couple months, I think last month, where there's like this girl who's 25 and she's like, don't go to the Somber concert. He's weird on stage and most of his audience are minors. Like, that's weird. And he made a response video to the girl who's like, again, 25. And I think he's like 19, 20-ish. And he's like, well, you just don't get it because you're unk, which is insane to me that like you're like a huge singer right now and you're gonna go online on TikTok and be like, you don't get my concert because you're unk. Like, ew, that's insane. But I have put that aside for Sharp Pins. Despite looking like Somber, I appreciate your music. I think you're cool and make good music, and I don't associate with Somber. I don't associate you with Somber anymore. That's my qualm with Somber. I don't like him at all. And then after that, I have Perfect by Wednesday. This is like it was a cover of the Smashing Pumpkins song. One of the best covers I've ever heard. I love this one, because it sounds like the source material, if you want to say, but it also doesn't, and it has that like Wednesday MJ Lenderman sound, which is really cool, and I think that's awesome when artists do covers and it's not like the exact same, which I did sort of struggle with. Geese did a cover of, oh my gosh, that, what are they called, New Radicals, You Get What You Give, I think, and it like was almost the same as the original, which, like, you're Geese, you can do what you want, like have fun with it, if that makes sense. They're still like my top of right now, and I love them, but I was sort of like, oh, okay, so like this is the exact same. Anyway, that's pretty much all I've got to say for now. I hope you guys enjoy the music. I feel how I feel. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Perfect by Wednesday. It's, like I was saying earlier, a cover of the Smashing Pumpkins song, which is super awesome. And then what I had before that was I Don't Have the Heart by Sharp Pins. What I have up next, I'm going to triple up. It is... The first one is McGee with Lonely Fight. When I was figuring out music for this episode, my friend was like, oh, like, I'm looking at what my friends are listening to on Spotify, and one of them's listening to Lonely Fight by MK.GG. And I was like, huh? And I was like, oh, you're talking about McGee, which I think is kind of funny. But, like, girl, lock in. It's McGee. And then what I have after that is I See Myself by Geese. I was dissing on their cover like 10 minutes ago, but like I was saying, they're still, those are my people. I love Geese. And then after that, I feel like this is like embarrassing because I've done Joe Keery as well, but it's Finn Wolfhard with I See the Ladder. Stranger Things coming out has done irreparable damage to me recently with my media consumption, so that means I'm listening to Finn Wolfhard and Joe Keery, of course. But like I was saying earlier, it was a pivotal part of my development, and I can't not recognize that. I can, like I was saying earlier, I can track periods of my life where I was when I was watching Stranger Things. Like, still lived in Boston when the first season came out, and then, like, I was in grade 9 when that season, or grade 9, or I think it was grade 9, when the season where they were, like, in the mall, and it was, like, heavy, hardcore 80s sort of neon look, and I can track that, because I was, like, wearing clothes that were sort of 80s, and it was that whole, like, scrunchy trend. Like, I can fully track points of my life because of the show. So I have to, like, represent that in some way. So if that means playing Joe Keery and Finn Wolfhard on it, it means I'm going to play Joe Keery and Finn Wolfhard. It's kind of embarrassing, I'm sorry. But, like I was... I'm going to just keep saying it. If I keep talking, I'm just going to be like, it was pivotal. Anyway, I'm going to let, as my friend called him, MK.GG with Lonely Fight play. So I'll stop talking about Stranger Things. I hope you guys enjoy.
She's breathing. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
There was a choice.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, you've missed an amazing almost 2 hours. We're almost at that point. What I just had playing was Finn Wolfhard with Choose the Ladder. And then before that, it was Geese with I See Myself and McGee with Lonely Fight. I only have 2 songs left. So I had to make it count. What I have up next is Local the Neighbor with their new song Preacher, and then Greaser by The Crying Nudes. They're sort of like experimental fun. And then I really like this new release from Local the Neighbor. I was going through like recent indie releases and it was there and I thought they were fun. So I had to include it. It's getting into exams, which is super fun. Classes are most likely over. I know some of my friends have classes today and tomorrow, which is insane. I think I'm done. I should know this. I'll have to check, but I'm pretty sure I'm done. And then, you know, getting into the intensity of exams, which I'm kind of excited for because I'm sick of, like, having to deal with, like, classwork on top of, like, just general studying, and I just want to be able to, like, study, which I never thought I'd say in my life ever, but I am excited to just study and not have to also do assignments and go to class. So the next like 2-3 weeks are going to be studying and working, which is really exciting. So there'll be a lot of me being like, well, I've listened to this while I was studying, which is going to be super fun and super interesting. And maybe by next week I will have watched Stranger Things and the resurgence of it in my life will have died down and you guys won't have to hear me talk about how pivotal of in my development it was. But it was. It was. I promise. I'm not just saying that. Anyway, that's pretty much all for me this week. I'll be back next Monday, 8 a.m., broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. Here is Local the Neighbor with their song Preacher.